Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, I try and do my my political podcast, my weekly podcast on Thursdays now with all the biggest news stories of the week because I do my sports podcast, which is a video podcast, on Friday mornings. I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the crew shows up at 8 o'clock, and had to get my workout in, and I did my video podcast, and then as soon as it was over today, because I couldn't do the political one yesterday, I had no time for it, I had to do back-to-back podcasts, a video podcast about sports, followed by my political podcast. Do I have a crazy life? I have a crazy life. So if you hear my voice dying a little bit during the show, it almost died as I opened the show just now. It's always a good start. When your first sentence, your voice starts to crack. You know why. I'm exhausted, and my voice is burned out. But another, I won't say great day. It's a horrible day. I mean, I think things are horrible in the United States right now. But it's great to be a radio talk show host when things are horrible. I mean, the two things that work. When things are great, when Trump was president for 4 years, it made it a pleasure to come to work every day and give you all the good news of the way Trump was changing America for the better and the good economic news. And God, I love that guy. Was it a fun 4 years? And now it's a fun 4 years because I get to hammer away at the schmuck with dementia in the White House, the communist schmuck puppet with dementia in the White House and all the horrible things he does. And it's horrible and it's bad for all of us, but it's fun to show up at work because there's so many interesting things to talk about because Biden is just destroying this country. So there's all kinds of things we could talk about and fight back about and we could all commiserate with. So in some ways, that's fun, too. But not as fun as the 4 years of Trump. It's going to be hard to ever match the 4 years of Trump, I'll tell you that. First of all, let me start with the fact that Steve Moore is a good friend of mine, one of the great economists in America. And Steve Moore is the one who did all the math. See, I'm the carnival barker, right? I'm Paula Revere. You know, when something important happens, Wayne Root's the one that rides around on his horse and yells out, you know, the commies are coming, the commies are coming. But I'm not the guy who does the research. Guys like Steve Moore are the guys who are like the math geniuses who, you know, you just feed them twice a day and keep the fluorescent lights on. let them do all the work and stare at all the numbers like an accountant, a CPA. That's not for me. I'm a salesman, right? I'm a TV pitch man. I'm not staring at numbers like an accountant. But thank God for those accountants because someone's got to come up with the real facts, not the lies of the Democrat Party. And Steve Moore's the one who did the studying and came up with the fact that never in history has there been such an incredible, dramatic explosion in a positive upward fashion for middle-class Americans and their income. You know, Trump made the incomes explode, and he lets you keep more money because he lowered your taxes. So compare that now with Biden. After inflation, earnings of Americans have declined in every month of the Biden presidency. So this schmuck has been president for 5 months, and the real earnings of American workers fell for the fifth consecutive month. A massive wave of inflation is here. You're not going to be able to pay for goods. I warned you, this man is a nightmare for the United States of America. And it's not him, this man, because if he, God forbid, dies tomorrow, drops dead, gets sent to a nursing home tomorrow, dribbling on himself, finally explaining to the whole world that he wears diapers and doesn't know what his real name is or what time of day it is or what day it is, what party he's with or what he is right now, the President of the United States. And I believe all that to be true. The man is a babbling, mumbling, bumbling, delusional dementia victim who should be in a nursing home right now or an assisted living home. But if he left tomorrow, Kamala Harris would be president. She's the single dumbest person I've ever seen in my life. There's never been a dumber answer in world history than, why haven't you gone to the border? Well, I haven't gone to Europe either. Oh, my God. She is so dumb that after she did that, even the Democrat Party, the top officials, and even the Biden people all badmouthed her and threw her under the bus.
Okay, don't make any racist assertions. This has nothing to do with the back of the bus. They threw her under the bus because they realized they're dealing with a moron. She's a complete idiot. So, you know, Kamala Harris would be no better. She's also a puppet. If she became president, she's just like Biden. She'd just be doing the bidding of others. So this administration is just so scary. And, you know, I always laugh when I talked about Harry Reid. When I lived in Anthem Country Club, Harry Reid moved in a block away from me, became my neighbor, former United States Senate Majority Leader who was against the wall. And what did he do? He moved into a gated, walled, guard-gated walled community with guards with guns requiring you to show official government ID to get in. And so now the co-founder of BLM, of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors, has built a wall and an electric gate around her $1.4 million home in Los Angeles. Isn't that amazing? Every liberal, every black person in the left, right, like her, the BLM movement, they're all against walls. But they want a wall, an electrified fence around their own house. You stupid, hypocritical, lying frauds. Liberals are so bad. And then one more news item before I read you my commentary. Biden starts dropping Iran sanctions. So who's making the money on that? Who's getting paid a $1 billion bribe for dropping sanctions against vicious, disgusting, mullah-murdering, terrorist-backing Iran? Who's getting rich off that? John Kerry must be giving a piece to the Biden family, and they drop sanctions. Who would ever drop sanctions against Iran? That's like letting a murderer out of prison. Why? Well, I guess he's giving you $1 million in a Swiss bank account. In Iran's case, they're giving someone $1 billion. And I'll bet it's the Biden crime family and the Kerry crime family. Here's my column that's coming out on Sunday through Creator Syndicate, which syndicates me nationwide in newspapers around this wonderful country. The headline is, "This brilliant hero doctor says CDC bureaucrats and Democrat politicians could be guilty of mass murder and crimes against humanity." I've known for well over a year now that we had an effective treatment for COVID-19. Hundreds of thousands of Americans could have been saved. I knew about this simple, safe, inexpensive treatment with remarkable results because I've had a dozen brilliant doctors as guests on my nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, to talk about their success using HCG, hydroxychloroquine, on patients sick with COVID-19. But one guest stood out over all the others. His name is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. And here is an excerpt from my national newspaper column from a year ago, syndicated in July 2020 by Creator Syndicate. It was written as a plea to President Trump. "Mr. President, this is the most important column I've ever written. We have a successful treatment for COVID-19. This is a year ago. Now we need an executive order from you to put it into play. This brilliant New York doctor, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, has treated 2,200 COVID-19 patients. He's had a success rate of 100% for low-risk patients and a success rate of 99.3% for high-risk patients from using hydroxychloroquine, zinc sulfate plus Z-Pak antibiotic. He has named it the Zelenko Protocol. It's the synergy that works. Without zinc and Z-Pak, the drug hydroxychloroquine, otherwise known as HCQ for short, doesn't work as effectively. The other key to success is to use this three-part protocol within 5 days of symptoms appearing. It has to be used early before the patient winds up in the ICU. That's why several studies of hydroxychloroquine have failed. They never used zinc, and they started the protocol way too late. Only 2 out of 2,200 of Dr. Zelenko's patients died. Of those two, one already had cancer. The other was very old and already very ill with COVID before using the protocol. By that time, it's almost always too late. We all need to follow Dr. Zelenko's regimen, but we can't. Doctors won't prescribe the so-called Trump drug. Liberals, the media, the FDA, government bureaucrats, none of them want to give Trump credit if it works. Politics is killing thousands of Americans. Mr. President, we need an executive order immediately. Every sick American must have the freedom to choose this Zelenko protocol. We have a right to choose. We have a right to live." End of my column from a year ago, last July. If only President Trump had listened to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko instead of Dr. Fauci and the corrupt bureaucrats of the CDC, the WHO, and the FDA. That was a year ago. How many hundreds of thousands of Americans have died needlessly in the past year? Isn't this mass murder? Have you seen the latest headlines? Multiple studies show that the use of HCG, hydroxychloroquine, across the globe reduced death and boosted survival rates by 84%, 100%, and in one case, 200%. HCG really works, and that's without what Dr. Zelenko calls the key ingredient, zinc sulfate. He also recommends another highly effective drug called ivermectin. Because of Dr. Zelenko, I've informed my listeners about HCG, zinc, and ivermectin for a year now. By the way, you could throw in vitamin D and vitamin C as well. Yet even with all these new studies and factual evidence, YouTube, just hours ago, suspended United States Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, for promoting a video touting early treatment with HCG and ivermectin. YouTube called it, and I quote, medical misinformation. It's time to start asking why treatments for COVID-19, proven in multiple studies around the world to save lives, are slandered, censored, and banned by social media. Who are they to ban life-saving information? Who are they to label life-saving information as medical misinformation? What's in it for them if thousands die needlessly? Somebody, keep the music down, somebody's clearly getting filthy rich on this scam. So I asked Dr. Zelenko about it on my return visit to my show only days ago. He said, and I quote, pre-hospital treatment of COVID-19 was intentionally suppressed. Life-saving information and medication was intentionally suppressed. Out of 600,000 dead Americans who could have saved 510,000, the American people have been brutalized and are the victims of mass murder and crimes against humanity. I asked Dr. Zelenko for a solution to this ongoing tragedy, and he said, quote, number one, immediately endorse pre-hospital treatment with the Zelenko protocol and make it the standard of care. And number two, we must bring these criminals to justice. Amen. My new column that comes out in newspapers around the country on Sunday, The Brilliant Hero Doctor, says CDC bureaucrats and Democrat politicians could be guilty of mass murder and crimes against humanity. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
So,
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
It's happening all over the United States. I saw an article yesterday. I just sent it to a buddy of mine this morning who lives in Atlanta. He's a very rich guy, lives in an area called Buckhead, which is the Beverly Hills, the richest area of Atlanta. The article was about Buckhead. It was at the UK Daily Mail. Even though the UK Daily Mail is a liberal media outlet, okay, and they have kind of liberal commentaries, they also have really good, interesting articles and kind of raw truth articles. And they had an article about the Buckhead area of Atlanta and how it is just filling with crime. Everywhere you look are carjackings and home invasion robberies and murders and armed robberies and rapes. And the article was about a guy who went jogging in Buckhead, as he does every morning at 8 in the morning. She talked about broad daylight, sunshine out, tree-lined streets, and a mentally ill man shot him twice. And he's in the hospital, and it's got a picture of him and his wife after he's been shot. It's got a picture of the mentally ill man. And they arrested him, thank God, and caught him. But there's nothing but shootings and murders and armed robberies going on in Buckhead, Atlanta. My buddy said, my kids live here, I live here, and it's time to get out. It's no good. It's bad. Nobody wants to talk about this. There is a massive crime wave in the United States of America. A massive crime wave. And nobody wants to discuss it. This is all caused by Biden, and it's all caused by George Soros, who funded all the liberal DAs and all the liberal police chiefs, who said, let's let all the illegal aliens in, let's let all the criminals out, let's not have ICE detainers on the illegals, and let's make sure that everybody gets out with no bail, and all the criminals walk right out in a revolving door. They kill someone, they walk right out, and they kill someone again. They rape someone, they walk right out, they rape someone again. They rob someone and butcher someone, they walk right out and rob and assault someone again. This is what's going on in the United States of America. It's all because of liberals. 100% because of liberals. There's no other excuse. There's nothing else you could say. 100%. And what's interesting is Donald Trump just put a press release seconds ago. Was Trump right about hydroxychloroquine all along? Isn't that interesting? Because I just wrote the same article this morning. He doesn't even know it hadn't come out yet. Comes out on Sunday. Of course he was right about hydroxychloroquine. Here it is. New study shows drug touted by former president can increase COVID survival rates by 200%. Where is this article? It's on the cover of the UK Daily Mail today, right now. And Trump put this out. Was Trump right all along? Yes, Trump was right all along. This entire thing is mass murder. They stopped you. They let you die. They stopped you from getting the only treatment that works so that they would make billions of dollars on the vaccine, and they would lock down the country in the meantime, and you'd be scared to death to go out. The economy would collapse. Everyone would lose their job. Everyone would lose their restaurant and their business, and Trump would lose the election. That's what the, and we'd have mail-in ballots. That's what this was about, and it's mass murder, and it's crimes against humanity. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko was right. This segment of the show, by the way, sponsored by Sons of Liberty CBD. Changing the subject to something a little more positive, because I may rant and rave, but then I always give you solutions, you know? I've got all these great advertisers. I've got ASI, Asset Strategy International. When the time comes that you want to buy gold and silver to protect against this massive wave of inflation, I've got the way to protect yourself, gold and silver. I've got Energized Health. When the time comes, you want to be healthy, you want to be thin, you want to look younger than your age, you want to turn back the chronological clock, I've got Energized Health. When the time comes you need health insurance, I've got Liberty HealthShare. And when the time comes that you are sore and tired and in pain and have arthritis, you need SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. So Wayne Root is a man of solutions. And I bring advertisers on this show and sponsors on this show who can literally improve your life, make a big difference in your life. So, and I just, you know, that was off the top of my head. That's just a few of my advertisers, but they all provide great solutions. So I love working out every day. I turned 60 this summer, and I always, you know, get serious aches and pains when you work out when you turn 60 years old, right? That's not anything new. It's been going on since my 50s. So since I was 50 years old, and I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. And the best quality CBD you've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real and mainstream and it works. And for my listeners, keep it low now. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. And even better, you can get 25% off every product you order if you order WAR15, and you get the subscription discount, which means you don't buy it once, you buy it every month. So as much as 25% off, please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. So, look, it's out there. It's out there now. Trump was right all along about hydroxychloroquine. So was Wayne Root. So was Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. We all called it. We all tried to save lives. I hope I saved some of your lives. I know I saved some of my friends' lives. Actually, as recently as 2 months ago, one of my business partners got COVID. And I made sure he got hydroxychloroquine. He got better in 2 days.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted the Biden administration's efforts to expand child care and relieve the financial pressures of parenthood during a visit to a child care center on Friday.
So the American Families Plan would ensure no low or middle income family pays more than 7% of their income on high-quality care for young children. So our children must be at the center of our priorities and our public policies. It is the smart thing to do, and it is the right thing to do.
Postponed by a year, the biggest sporting event since the coronavirus brought the world to a halt kicks off Friday at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, a milestone both for European and world sports. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots right here on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house the Root built. Dennis Hatem is my guest, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His website is beatenblackandblue.com. Say that fast 5 times. Beatenblackandblue.com. I got it down. Founder of the TatumReport.com, and always a wonderful and requested guest on our show, Brandon Tatum. Welcome to the Way Down the Root Show.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's start with a topic that isn't even on the list we're going to discuss, but I just saw it come out a little while ago. The co-founder of Black Lives Matter is Patrice Cullors. I think I'll pronounce it right. I hope so. Cullors. She erects fencing and electric gate around her new $1.4 million home. And I've always said, every liberal saying you don't need a wall at the border is a liar, because they all live in homes with electric gates or walls or fences or armed guards. Every one of these congressmen, they're all liars. Here you have, even more amazingly, a founder of Black Lives Matter who thinks walls are important, obviously.
Well, yeah, you know, I have no trust in her just by being the founder of Black Lives Matter, which is a domestic terrorist organization. And then you look at the hypocrisy from all of these individuals, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Any reasonable person would put security around their house, you know, but they want to play the game and act like, you know, there's no walls and fences in our country. Yet they fortify their residences, and they have private security, and everybody around them have guns. And so it's just a flat out example of hypocrisy. And that's the only thing I expect from these people.
And we don't forget one thing. You left one thing out, Brandon. Not only that, but the Black Lives Matter people took their millions of dollars and they bought homes in exclusive, rich, white neighborhoods. I find that very interesting. Why didn't they buy homes in, like, the hood? Why didn't they buy homes in the barrio? How come they bought in expensive neighborhoods where everybody is white and there's all mansions, you know, big, giant mansions next to each other? It's pretty funny. They spend their whole life putting down people because of the color of their skin, because they're white, and then they wind up moving into all white neighborhoods. You know why? Because there's less crime in those neighborhoods and they want to be safe. But that's how everybody thinks. And then you see that Biden wants to destroy the suburbs. So it just makes you think, what the hell is going on in this country?
And I hope that people would realize that, is that, you know, watch what they do, watch how they move, watch the money, and that'll tell you a lot about a person. You know, when I was growing up, you know, we had this concept of white flight and gentrification and all this other stuff, and it's all a myth, because everybody's trying to move out the hood. Nobody wants to be shot at and have property value go down and have to worry about, you know, how we're going to get our groceries out of a store that's been burned down because a thug got killed by police. You know, so, and these people are no different. You know, of course she's moving to these white areas. Of course she moved it to safe areas, because she want your kids to get killed. She want your kids to be in dilapidated areas, and she's going to have her kids sitting up on the hill somewhere going to private school. So I wish people would see, watch what they say and watch what they do, and evaluate, are they real, genuine individuals that we should follow, or should we cast them aside?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it again and again my whole life. You never look at what they say. It's always what they do. And that's why it's such a joke. You know, my dad used to say sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can never hurt you. Remember that, son. And yet now, today, with liberals, all they care about is names. Oh, my God, you said a bad word. Oh, my gosh, you said something wrong. You got to be sued. You got to be banned. You got to be fired. Your life's got to be ruined, except if a liberal does it. So that brings us to Hunter Biden. Isn't it interesting? Can you imagine if Trump's children used the N-word in text 100 times? This guy used the N-word to describe his white lawyer quite a few times, and I'm sure we're only looking at a few texts. Who knows? If he uses the word that often to describe his white lawyer and have conversations with his white lawyer, he must use the word all the time, the N-word, the poisonous N-word. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's a part of his vocabulary. And like you said before, if anybody associated with Donald Trump has shared an email of a person saying what Hunter Biden said, I mean, it's absolutely over. And he not only used the N-word in a derogatory context, he also alluded to a stereotype of black people, and it's that they drink Hennessy. So he said, he called his lawyer an N-word, and then he alluded to that he wouldn't charge him Hennessy prices. So it's not only is he saying the N-word, he's alluding to black stereotypes. So how much more evidence do you need that this guy is either racially insensitive or flat anti-racist himself. And how? I don't understand how a president of the United States of America has a son smoking crack, using the N-word, doing illegal deals overseas, and we just think that that's totally fine and it's okay.
Well, it doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form. I got to tell you, I don't think I ever told you how I grew up, Brandon. I grew up the only one of the few white kids and the only Jewish kid in an all-black middle school, all-black high school. So I went there 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. Was almost killed quite a few times. It was all-black. And the thing was, it used to be all-white, but then they passed school busing because the white liberals fought for school busing in the town I grew up in, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And once they won, they all moved to the fancy towns next door, Scarsdale, and which were all white, and they left our schools to become all black. But my family sent me to the all black school, and I became best friends with almost all my black friends. So I just think it's interesting because all the white liberals are hypocrites. They talk all day about racism, but they are the most racist people I've ever met. And someone like me, who had very conservative white parents, yet they were happy to send me to all black school. Never thought anything of it. The other kids. Liberal parents would never do that.
It's all about projection, Wayne. I mean, you got to think about this, the concept of white privilege, the concept of systemic racism. All of those concepts are guilty parties projecting on the rest of America. I mean, if you're walking around acknowledging your privilege, that means that you are consciously aware of looking at a black man and saying, I have a better life than you. I'm better than you. And everybody else sees me as being better than you. I mean, that's not the most racist thing ever. And so then when somebody has that in their mind and they're projecting that, they are going to treat people as less than. So they may be more willing to come up to a black person and say, well, let me help you, because you're this downtrodden, poor, ignorant black person who has nothing in life, and I'm better than you. And that's what white privilege is. That's what all of this these shenanigans that they push, that's what it represents. And I don't know if they see it or not. Or they're just trying to fool America so they can push an agenda.
Well, there is such a thing as white privilege, by the way. I've had this argument many times. 99% of all white people have never had white privilege. But the 1% that I wound up going to college with, once I graduated from high school, I went to an all-white college called Columbia University, Ivy League. And the kids I met there were all rich, spoiled brats, dropped down the right chimney, and mommy and daddy had given them everything they ever wanted their whole lives, and they went to the right prep schools and private schools, and they had tutors that helped them get great SAT scores, and then they wound up at Columbia University. And while there, all they talked about was racism in America and white people are all evil. These were white rich guys saying this. But meanwhile, they themselves only lived in fancy suburbs where everyone was white, went to white private schools, drove fancy cars, went placed in private jets. And I found the whole thing to be unbelievable. Yeah, there is white privilege. It's usually white liberal spoiled brats are the ones who have the white privilege.
Yeah, and I'll say this, you know, in the spirit of that small percentage of white privilege, I mean, there's black privilege. I can get out right now and I can call Black Lives Matter whatever I want to call them. I can do whatever I want to do in that sense and speak my mind, and I'll never face the backlash of another person that's white. Now,
right.
Let's look at it like this. LeBron James' kids are probably going to Ivy League schools and have an opportunity. They're going to have the opportunity to do those things. Oprah Winfrey doesn't have kids, but anybody who she sponsors is going to be, you know, lifted up. You can look at Kanye West kids. You can look at, you know, all of these black celebrities, you know, that have wealth. So I would argue that it's more of a wealth privilege than it is a color privilege, because if you are rich in America, you will have advantages that most people do not have, never will see. Now, I'm not mad at that because I'm a capitalist, and one day I want to be to that point where I'm the top 1% of the 1%.
Exactly.
However, no, there's no need to project and lie if that's not what you really feel in your heart. If you really are living a wealthy life and you have all these privileges, then give away your money. Then if you want people to raise taxes, or you want taxes to be raised, when you give the Treasury more money when you file for your taxes, you don't have to wait on the government to do that. Stop virtue signaling and actually live what you preach.
All right, so only got about a minute left, a minute and a half, right, Chris? What do we got left? 2 minutes. All right. So quickly, the last part of the segment, Brandon Tatum is a former Tucson police officer, and as a former law enforcement officer, I want to get your take on AOC. You say she has no idea how crime in America works. Elaborate, please.
Yeah, she's the smartest, dumbest person on planet Earth. I think she has a great enthusiasm, but she's geared in the wrong direction. For her to get out there and make a little press conference to say that the solution to crime and the solution to people shooting and the murder rate and all this is to eliminate jails or defund the jails and put money into programs. Well, last time I checked, Lil Pookie and them can care less about a program. They're selling dope and they're cripping and blooding all day long doing drive-bys. So it doesn't work that way. Discipline works when you hold people accountable. It doesn't work when you take money here and put it here and give them programs. And most of these people could care less about a program. You have to start with strong law enforcement. You have to hold people accountable. And as you are holding them accountable, you can venture into some of these other, programs and things that can help them on the back end. But if you think that you're going to somehow close jails and thugs are going to stop committing crimes because there's not enough room for them in jail, you got to be crazy.
Well, we know it doesn't work, Brandon, because in the last year, violent crime and murder have gone up in every inner city in America dramatically. All the same cities that match with the defunding of police and the denigrating of police and no respect for police. So it's not working, man. The thin blue line is the only thing that protects us from a disaster, from a wild west where everyone needs to carry guns and there's someone waiting to ambush you on every single block. Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His website, beatenblackandblue.com. Brandon, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.
This is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm telling you, and I've said this from the beginning, the proof that the election was stolen is how scared the Democrats are that we're going to prove that it's stolen. I'll get to that in just one second. Let me remind you about the sponsor of this hour of the show, Asset Strategies International. During this show, I'm going to read you so many articles that prove that inflation is massive, that we're having a Zimbabwe-like, a Weimar Republic-like inflation on the way. Everything is up so much. Let me give you an example. So every year, I go on vacation with my fiancé, and then another trip we take, so my fiancé and my kids. And we go to my favorite place in the world, Park City, Utah. And we always rent a car, right? I need a car to hold everybody, so I rent a SUV. And it's always like $600. And that's a lot of money, and I'm always shocked how much it is. Right? $600 for a week to rent a car. Do you know this year they want almost $2,000? How does anyone rent a car anymore? I have no idea how a middle-class person could rent a car. For one trip, they want $1,200. For the other trip, they want $1,790. $1,790 for a rental car for a week. So I said, well, you know what? Instead of getting an SUV, maybe we should get like a small car. So she checked on a small car, and the small car was like $1,400 instead of $1,900 or $1,800. It's impossible to believe it costs that much money to rent a car. How can anyone afford a vacation? For most people, is $2,000. You can't spend $2,000 on a car rental and $1,200 on the other week of a car rental. But yet there is massive inflation out there in every category, and so you gotta buy gold and silver because the more inflation there is throughout history now, there's no proof that tomorrow it'll be that way. We all know that. There's no guarantees in life. But throughout thousands of years, the key to getting insurance versus inflation was to make sure you got a little gold and silver and precious metals. And that's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. So, you know, don't buy a rental car or don't rent a rental car. Save that $2,000 and put it into gold and silver with Asset Strategies. Just for my listeners only, they're offering 1-ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. And anything else you want, you'll get the best deal in the world when you mention WAR, Wayne Allyn-Root. They will just smile. They love Wayne Allyn-Root, and they love my fans. Call them today at 800-831-0007, meaning 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them WAR sent you. So here's the breaking news. It's truly amazing how scared they are, Democrats, of us proving they stole the election. Breaking news, Attorney General Merrick Garland, that's the Attorney General of the United States under Biden. He was supposed to be a Supreme Court justice, and he wants revenge because, you know, we screwed him. He was going to be Supreme Court justice in the last year under Obama, and the Republican Party and Mitch McConnell held fast and argued that the last year of a president's second term, you cannot name someone or vote in someone a Supreme Court justice, and you're going to have to wait. And then when they waited, Trump won, and he got a Republican Supreme Court justice. So Merrick Garland never became a Supreme Court justice. You know he feels like he got ripped off. You know he feels like it was stolen. Isn't that interesting? Democrats, you know, when something gets stolen from them, boy, do they get mad. And now he's out for blood. And this guy, I don't trust him as far as I could spit at him. The Attorney General of the United States, the head of the DOJ, he is going to absolutely criminalize and weaponize the DOJ. And he now announces his DOJ will scrutinize any post-election audits for evidence of voting law violations. The corrupt DOJ and its FBI totally ignored the flood of election crimes in the 2020 election. So now the same corrupt AG is going to threaten any person involved in the election audits to prevent them from looking into election crimes and fraud. This is what's going on in America. Who would want to be involved in studying election fraud if you know you're going to get a $1 million legal bill? They're going to come after you, try and put you in prison. This is the communist Nazi level country that we now live in. These people in positions of power are a combination of communist dictators and Nazis and thugs. And it is so scary. It's just like when Obama was president and he tried to destroy me with the IRS. And now you got the DOJ going after people who are trying to prove it's a stolen election. It's unbelievable how many different ways they stole this election and they rigged this election. And I've got all the ways written down. I know of all of them, you know. And just as an example, chain of custody laws were ignored in almost every state. And the DOJ and the FBI did nothing. And Republicans weren't allowed in to witness as they counted votes. And they did nothing. And nobody matched signatures, and they did nothing. And the mail-in ballots were trucked in USPS trucks, U.S. Postal Service trucks, and they did nothing. And they were trucked in after the elections were over to steal the election, and they did nothing. And ballots were switched, and they did nothing. And ballots were thrown in the garbage, and they did nothing. And if you wonder how ballots were thrown in the garbage, there's some proof out today that in certain places the ballots look different. Were mailed to Republican voters versus Democrat voters. So they knew which ones were going to be a Republican vote. You know they threw it in the garbage. They never even needed to open it. If it comes from a Republican town, throw it in the garbage. If it comes from a Democrat town, count the vote. Open the ballot and count the vote. They scammed us in so many ways. Dead people voting. Illegal aliens voting. People voting at homes they don't live in anymore, and they vote in multiple states. Homeless people voting in multiple states. It's all just too much to believe. Oh, don't forget ballot harvesting. What a joke that is. And no voter ID. The list is long. They stole it. Now the DOJ wants to go after us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
EG Law Group,